Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow wants a full-scale dialogue with the United States about the Cold War-era missile treaty that Washington is to quit.
We are ready for dialogue because it is not us who is withdrawing from intermediate range nuclear forces treaty. It is the Americans who plan it. They and we are ready to restore the dialogue.
Putin said he could meet Trump on the sidelines of a G20 summit in Argentina at the end of this month. U.S. President Donald Trump said in October Washington would withdraw from the intermediate range nuclear forces treaty because Russia was violating the pact. This drew a warning of retaliatory measures from Moscow. Trump's decision to leave the INF has also caused concern in Europe.
Years-long war of words and the threat of a catastrophic nuclear confrontation between the two main victors of World War II came to an end with a clinching of a hard-earned deal. In late 1987, then U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet Union leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, also known as the INF. The accord barred both sides from possessing, developing, or even test-firing intermediate missiles, with a range between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. The U.S. wanted to protect itself and its European allies, which were within range of such missiles. Similarly, American missiles deployed right on the Soviet Union's doorstep could put the Soviet security in serious jeopardy. The treaty came into force in June 1988, and in a three-year period, some 2,700 missiles were destroyed. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, its successor state, Russia, remained a signatory to the INF Treaty. Despite the existence of verification procedures to ensure the compliance, the White House and the Kremlin have long been accusing each other of violating the treaty. In 2014, then U.S. President Barack Obama claimed that Russia's testing of a cruise missile was in breach of the accord. However, his administration only went as far as issuing criticizing remarks. Now, 4 years on, Obama's successor Donald Trump, who marketed himself as the ultimate dealmaker during his raucous run for president, has decided to withdraw from the INF. Without any sort of proof whatsoever, Trump cited violations by Russia as the reason. Let's take a listen.
Russia has violated the agreement. They've been violating it for many years, and I don't know why President Obama didn't negotiate or pull out. And we're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement. So we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out.
Well, that was Donald Trump speaking on October the 20th. President Trump even threatened that the U.S. will build up its nuclear arsenal more aggressively unless Russia and China stop developing missiles banned under the agreement. Let's not forget that China is not a party to the INF Treaty. Trump's decision has raised global concerns, with Russia and the European Union warning of more instability and China calling on the U.S. to, quote, think twice. The INF Treaty is also the backbone of a 2010 nuclear deal between Washington and Moscow, which stipulates that both nations have to cut their warheads, nuclear warheads, to no more than 1,550. Trump's move to scrap the deal, the Cold War-era arms control deal, could have disastrous consequences for global security, dragging the U.S. and Russia into a new nuclear arms race.